Margay facts. Of all the felines, the Margay is most adapted for a true arboreal life. It's the only cat to possess the ability to rotate its hind legs 180 degrees, enabling it to run headfirst down trees like squirrels. It can also hang from a branch by one hind foot. The Margay size and appearance. This cat is often confused with its nearer relatives, the ocelot and the oncilla. Their coats are very similar, and like the others, the Margay is a tawny background patterned with black ringed rosettes and elongated blotches. The fur is thick and plush, and their tail is quite long, averaging 70% of its head and body length. The tail is used as a counterweight to aid in balance. Size-wise, the Margay is right in between the ocelot and the oncilla, weighing between 9 and 20 pounds and reaching lengths of 34 to 52 inches. The Margay also has extremely large eyes, which aids in its nighttime vision. The Margay habitat. The Margay is associated with forest habitat, both deciduous and evergreen. They have occasionally been spotted in shady cocoa or coffee plantations and riverine forests. Its distribution is the Amazon basin, Argentina, Uruguay, Belize, and Brazil. It is extinct in Texas and the USA. Reproduction and offspring. After a gestation of approximately 76 to 84 days, females produce a litter of one kitten. They weigh 2.75 to 6 ounces at birth and will open their eyes at around 2 weeks old. They are weaned around 2 months of age, and captive females reach sexual maturity around 6 to 10 months, although they may not reproduce for several months after that. In captivity, Margays have lived up to 20 years. Their social system and communication is unknown. Hunting and diet. The primary diet of this cat consists of small arboreal mammals such as big-eared climbing rats, squirrels, opossums, small birds, porcupines, marmosets, capuchins, three-toed sloths, birds, and even fruits. Their terrestrial diet consists of various rats and cavies, the Margay's principal threats. The biggest threat has been the exploitation of its pelt for the fur trade, which reached numbers of 14,000 per year. That number is believed to be greatly underestimated, as it was seldom verified which spotted cat the pelts originated from. Sadly, in some areas, illegal hunting for domestic markets or underground fur trade still present a problem for this little cat. Its greatest threat today, however, is deforestation of its natural habitat. Because of the Margay's inability to produce large litters, or litters with multiple births, combined with the fact that they only reproduce once every 2 years and the kitten's mortality rate is 50%, their outlook for survival, both in the wild and in captivity, is grim. Their status is insufficiently known. The field tag recommendation states, although popular with zoos and private owners, the Margay is more difficult to breed than other small, spotted, neotropical felids. The present population in North American zoos is likely non-viable, given their conservation status and the lack of captive reproduction in range country zoos. This species is recommended for phase-out. Information reprinted with permission from the IUCN Wildcats book.